Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is More Please, Butt Plug Starter Kits. I'll be honest, this is a sponsored post, but I like to think I've managed to turn it into good enough porn that you'll barely even notice the sponsor plugs. When I first requested a cute little butt plug starter kit from my site sponsor, WhippleTickle.com, seamless promo, well done me, I had a plan in mind. But for reasons I'll explain later, that won't happen now. So I basically have two options if I want to fulfil my promise to one of the kind companies that helps keep the lights on here at Gotten HQ. I could write you a straight up review where I give this product marks out of 10 based on basic details. Or I could write 2,000 words of horny butt plug porn, then chuck a link and discount at the end for you to click when you're all done wanking. And, you know, have you met me? Here's a suggestion for this butt plug starter kit. Just a suggestion, you understand, never a command. I suggest ideas based on what feels horny to me. And frankly, the things which feel horny to me very rarely include phrases like training, as in anal training. I know some people enjoy anal training, and that's why they'll be buying a butt plug starter kit. Working up from a small plug through a medium and then to large is definitely fun from a let's see how much my ass can take perspective. And I've definitely used butt plug training in keywords before when I need to. But I find it hotter if we take out the word training and replace it instead with play. So let's play. Plug one, small. First, take a very eager subject. For the purpose of this story, I'd like you to imagine a guy who's played with his own ass a little bit before, but has never truly been fucked. Picture him however you like, but in my head he vibrates with a trembling, submissive gratitude whenever I deign to touch his cock. His eyes are dark brown, and his hair's just long enough that if I were fucking him from behind, I could grip a satisfying fistful to tug him back onto me. Your mileage may vary, though. Picture whoever you like. I'm going to take this guy and lie him naked on my bed. Look him dead in the eye as I unbox the butt plugs and show off each one in turn. Watch his face closely for a change in expression as I act like I might select the biggest. I hope he scowls at me petulantly, like a brat. I'll take the small one first, though, obviously. I'm not cruel. And besides, part of the fun of a butt plug starter kit is that I get to ramp up the intensity. Part of the fun of reading this post is that I get to do that with words, spending time revelling in each step. Like the step where I lie him on the bed and encourage him to throw his leg around my waist, opening himself up so I can run a lubed up finger gently around the entrance to his ass. Looking into his dark, dark eyes and whispering, "Tell me when you're ready." Hovering with my own lips close enough to his that if I want to, I can kiss him as he gulps and murmurs, "Ready," before slowly pushing the tip of my finger inside. You can feel your lover's pulse with your finger this way. Did you know that? Curling it ever so slightly against the inner wall where their prostate sits, you can often feel the languid, steady thud of their heartbeat. Isn't that cool? When he's warmed up, and by warmed up I mean desperate for more, I'll slather the smallest butt plug in plenty of lube and put my hand down between his legs again, with the tip of it just nudging open his hole. If I've picked my subject well, at this point he'll be aching to push back. As I hold it there and look into his eyes, I'll tell him he can only push back when my lips touch his. Then I'll wait and wait and wait, hovering millimetres from connecting the circuit of a kiss as the tight ring of his ass starts to pulse around the butt plug. When he whimpers, "More, please," then and only then will I press my mouth onto his so I can suck down his moan as he slides onto the little butt plug, drinking in his satisfaction as it delicately stretches him open. Plug 2. Medium. This time I strap him to the bed, just by his wrists, leaving his legs free. Arms spread wide to give a glimpse of armpit hair and show off the beautiful curves in the muscles of his shoulders. Before I even think about getting out the medium butt plug, first I play with his cock, licking gently around the balls and the base of the shaft just to frustrate him, enjoying the slow pulse growth of his erection as it swells beneath my lips and tongue, holding him in one hand so I can feel it twitch as each thud of his heartbeat fills it fat with more blood. When he's hard and yearning, I'll take his dick in my mouth, wet, tight lips just below the head, tongue flat, flicking side to side as I suck gently back and forth, palms on his thighs so I can feel him shaking with need to have me go further, harder, faster. I slow down. There's enough in the butt plug starter kit that we can play in a few different directions. What I want from this butt plug, the medium, is to train him to keep his cock hard while his ass is full. Not always the easiest thing. The filled up stretch of it can distract you from your boner. But I'm confident that he'll get used to it. I'll give him plenty of time to get used to it. Lubing him up again with two fingers now rather than one, I note the way he squirms to push down onto me immediately, fucking back with such intense desperation it makes my cunt gush. I curl my fingers again, pressing tight against the internal wall and gently pulling back to nudge his prostate. Moans. Plenty of squirming. "More?" I ask him redundantly. "More," he tells me, before noting my raised eyebrows and adding the grateful "please" that I'm looking for. He's focused on my fingers, so his dick's gone slightly soft. I take the head in my mouth again, roll my tongue around the ridge again, keep my fingers totally still until I've teased him back to full hardness. Then, just as his thighs start to tense, I pull out, slowly easing myself from his lubed-up hole. I take the medium butt plug and add more lube to that, pouring it slickly over the bulb and then watching as his eyes grow wide and hungry. Again, I tell him to push back against it. But this time, as he does so, I make a taut ring with the fingers of my left hand around the ridge of the head of his cock. As he squirms to take the butt plug inside, so his dick also moves within my slippery grip. I want pre-cum as I push the butt plug into him, a shining bead of pre-cum and a corresponding sigh from the back of this guy's throat. A slight wince, so I pause. Then he nods as if to say, "Just do it, go ahead." Then all the way in, fat and filling, so he gasps at the insistent pressure of the larger plug as it nudges the inner walls of his ass. When it's there, tight and firm and immovable, I'll start to rub his cock with short, slow strokes, kneeling between his splayed legs, admiring the way the base of the plug glistens slightly from between the cheeks of his ass. Using my other hand, I'll press up against it, not pushing it so much as just holding it there, keeping it in place while I tease away at his dick. Ideally now, I want him to grind against me, experiment with angles to see which one best helps the plug nudge up against his prostate. I'll know when he gets the right angle, because he will whimper. Plug 3, large. This time I push him face down onto the bed. No gentle build-up or soft whispers or kisses. I shove him onto the bed like I'm claiming him, and then press the full weight of my body on top of his, fucking against him as if I've strapped one on. Moaning into the pillow, he fucks back, ready and eager. I feel powerful like this, with him wriggling and arching his back beneath me. I feel even more powerful when I reach a hand down to part his cheeks, gripping the meat of his arse and digging my fingers into his flesh to show him he's mine. When I drench my fingers in liquid silk, this time I'm specifically and precisely aiming to warm him up, open him up, to take the biggest butt plug that this starter kit has to offer. There's something deeply compelling about the determination in his voice as he tells me, "More. I can definitely take one more." One more it is. I fuck him slowly with my fingers until the note of personal challenge in his voice is replaced with a tremble of impatience. It's a subtle shift, certainly more subtle than the difference between his initial tentative grinding back on the first two butt plugs and his now more vigorous movements as he fucks back onto me. Everything is slippery, and the tight ring of his ass crushes my fingers in its grip. It's time for the plug. Removing my fingers slowly, I keep an eye on his face, the slight wince of uncertainty as I slide all the way out, followed by a needy, greedy look as I lube up the largest plug, pushing it slowly into him as he lies on his stomach. I urge him to arch his back as it stretches him open before slipping inside with a neat, satisfying pop. Far more satisfying, though, is the fact that his head is turned to the side so I can see his eyes grow wide as he's filled up. Gripping a fistful of his hair and positioning myself so my crotch butts up neatly against the plug, I pull him onto me and fuck forwards, nudging it inside him with every firm thrust, biting the flesh of his shoulder and whispering that he's a good boy, so good, so fucking good. I revel in how urgently he shoves himself against me, as if even now, at maximum stretch and fullness, he's desperate to get just a little bit more. So, hey, why not give him what he's after? Tugging on one of his hands, I roll him onto his back. Immediately, he realizes what the shift in position means. The larger plug is firm and tight in his ass, and his dick, semi-hard but ready to be teased into a little more rigidity, lolls fatly against his stomach. Looking him dead in the eye, I tease the head of it with the tips of my lubed-up fingers and feel it twitch as it starts to grow. Straddling his thighs, I sit down briefly on them, adding a little weight to show him how the plug shifts when we're in this position. He winces, and I pause. Then he nods. "More? More. More what? More, please." By the time I tease that "please" from his lips, I've already teased a little more blood into his aching cock, enough that now it stands thick and hard away from his stomach. As I did when testing him out with the medium plug, I make a ring with my wet thumb and forefinger around the head, run it back and forth a few times, catching that ridge and tempting him to give a few tentative thrusts in return. The plug sits snugly inside him, and I move a little further up his body, positioning his cock right at the entrance to my cunt, dripping wetness down the smooth head as I stare him down. He is already feeling so full, so used, so stretched and open, but looking into my eyes as I grin at him, I can tell he knows. That sensation is only going to be heightened when I sit down. I give him a few beats to contemplate this as I grab his wrists in my hands and pin him down. A few more seconds to think about it as I wriggle my hips and allow a few more millimeters of his dick to slip inside me. More? I ask him again, and he gulps, nods his head, quickly but with very little movement. It's like he's holding his breath, tensing every muscle in his body as he waits for what comes next. The slide down, when I take his rigid cock all the way inside to the hilt, and the corresponding nudge of the plug in his ass as the weight of me on top of him secures it tightly inside. He nods his head, quickly and eagerly but silently. So I prompt him again, more? Now, when he tells me, yes, more, I move quickly, sliding down onto him, imagining the mirrored sensation of the plug inside his ass as I envelop his dick with my cunt. By the time he chokes out an urgent, please, please, I am halfway impaled on his cock. If you liked this and you want to try something similar, there are some links in the post to whippletickle.com. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN, for 10% off everything. They sponsor my website, so that helps keep the lights on here at GOTN HQ. Or you can come and support the Audio Porn Project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet, where you get early access to new audio and a ton of extra bonus content too.